This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 347, and today we're going to be talking about three steps in getting back control of your life. Now, we've all felt at times that our life has been out of control or there's something out of control with it. And here's a shocker, is that it's up to us. It's we are that are allowing our focus to be diverted. It's us that's allowing these things to happen. And it is because we seem to have taken pride in the fact that we can do multitasking. Now, I've written several articles, done several podcasts on the downside of multitasking. But when we can focus on one thing and one thing at a time, we can be more creative. We can be more productive. We can actually connect with the individual who we're talking to. We are more organized and even more brilliant if our attention is just on one conversation or task at a time. You see, we make more mistakes. We miss emotional signs and miss important information when our attention is spread out too thin and too many things are going on at one time. And this is what happens with multitasking, is we can be engaged in a conversation on the phone, but trying to text somebody and try to write an email, and we're not giving anything its full attention. And then sooner or later, it comes back to bite us in the butt as to what happened. But then when something disturbs us, we can get caught up in emotional negativity that robs us of our ability for full attention. So we have created perhaps an environment where the feedback we get isn't as supportive as we would like, and it disturbs us. It creates a disturbance in our emotions. And so we have created this, and then we start this cascade of negative thinking, of negative emotions. And again, going back to TFAR, thoughts equals follow, thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, lead to results. When we get a negative thought, we're going to produce a negative emotion, and that negative emotion is going to produce a non-supportive action, and we're going to get a result that we really didn't want. And a lot of this can be tracked back to multitasking. Because when we're multitasking, we're not giving something our full attention, especially if we're talking to somebody, whether it's on the phone or face to face. If we're talking to somebody and texting at the same time, we're going to miss those important body language signs that is telling us more about what that person is thinking than just their words. And we're going to miss that. And then that individual may be offended, or they may be misheard, and then you're going to get feedback and you're going to get upset, and things are going to just keep going in this downward spiral. So the first rule to get your life back into control is take control of your emotions. Notice, I mean, it's you. So here's the important part, is you allow your emotions to take over you. You allow your emotions to be affected. Somebody can't make you feel anything. So if you are getting feedback from somebody and it upsets you, that's your choice. And so we have to be able to be the captain of our own ship, the commander in chief of our emotions. So we need to start to get those under control. And there's various ways to get those under control. One is we have to reflect back on what's the meaning I'm putting into this communication, because the meaning that we put into an event or communication is going to determine our emotional response to it. So as we dissect what we think an event or a communication means, we will then be able to look at the emotion behind it. Also, we have to be able to understand where these emotions are coming from. These can be, these negative emotions can include anger, irritation, anxiety, any of these type of things that may hold you back from being fully present, because when we are in a negative emotion, we really aren't fully present. And we want to make sure we're fully present for ourselves or the other people in our lives. So we need to take this approach of when we know. I mean, here's the thing is if we pay attention, we absolutely know when we're starting to, quote, lose control and either become overly sad, overly angry, or overly anxious. We know those signs. We know those feelings. And when we start to feel them, we need to put up a big red stop sign in our mind going, stop. And that will stop it. You have control. You have effectively lost control by letting your emotions control you. But now you can start to take back control. So taking back control of your emotions, because here's the thing is, even though there's the TFAR model, thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, lead to results, your emotions will also lead to your thoughts. So if you start having a lot of negative emotions, you're going to start to have a lot of negative thoughts, and then you're going to have a lot of negative emotions, and it goes around in this cycle. So you have to take control of that. And there are several ways. Again, it is being aware of the meaning you're projecting into an event or a conversation. It's knowing the signs of what it feels like when this emotion starts to come up for you and put a big red stop sign there and say stop, and then perhaps even better communicate what you're feeling and help the, if this is a conversation, right? If there's an event, you really may not be able to talk to the event and say, what is your intention behind this? But what if you're with a person, you can say, hey, I'm feeling angry, and it's because I'm misinterpreting what you're saying, and could you help me understand this? Now, many of us don't want to give that extra bit of attention and detail to our communication, but it's going to go a long way in getting your life back in order. Number two, rule number two is sustain your focus. Now, this is the downside of multitasking is we don't have the capacity to focus on one task. So if you even look at the word focus, you know, it's a nice little acronym. Follow one course until successful. One course, one object, one thing, one until successful. Not focus on 100 things and get nothing accomplished, but we have to learn how to be able to focus on one thing. And when we can focus on one thing until its completion, one, we will feel more organized. We will feel we have control in life. Multitasking takes the feeling of control away from us. Focus gives us that perception of control. And one of the four C's in mental strength is control. Do you feel you have control over your life? Many times multitasking is a reactive. It's you're reacting to something, where focus is you're proactive. You're attached. You're going after something that you want with sustained focus, whether it's a project, whether it's a communication, whether it's cooking, whether it's sales. But when you are proactive, you are focused. When you are reactive, most likely you're multitasking, or multitasking results in being reactive. So we need to be able to sustain that focus. And one of the great things to do is to help you get focused is put yourself on a timer. Maybe 20 minutes at a time, you sit down and work on a project. And maybe you're working on a sales project, and maybe you're working on a letter, a book, whatever that might be, cleaning a closet, but you set yourself 20 minutes and you shut out all of the distractions. So if that means that you're working on your computer, you shut down your email, you shut down your Facebook notices, you shut down everything, and you focus on that one thing. This will help build your focus muscle. I guarantee you, when you start building your focus muscle, you will get more accomplished because you will be so focused on it than if you try to do multitasking. So instead of doing things in parallel, you're going to be doing things in series, but those series, the time it takes you, You're going to be able to get something complete and then get something else complete, get something else complete. Multitasking is this is left incomplete, this is left incomplete, this is left incomplete, and you keep circling back time and time and time again to get it complete, where if you focus on one thing until completion, then you move on to the other. And by the end of a month, by the end of 3 months, you will get more accomplished by focusing on doing one thing at a time than you will by multitasking. And then when we can build up the sustained focus from 20 minutes to 40 minutes to 60 minutes, you will then see miracles happen in your life about what you can produce, the results that you will produce. Because again, multitasking includes, let me check Facebook, let me check Twitter, let me check LinkedIn, let me check my phone, let me check this. All those little distractions add up to unproductive time. So when you can start to focus that and do the things that are important and follow one course until successful, you will feel like you have your life back in order. And when you have control of your life, it feels so good. It feels like you're rock solid, that nothing can disturb you because you know you're going to be able to focus and get those tasks accomplished. So the next thing is, the third thing is, step on the brakes. We tend to be going so fast these days that, again, it by default, we think we have to multitask because we're going so fast. But as you slow down and look at what has to happen during this day, the next week, and the month, slow down, prioritize, put on the brakes on everything that you're doing and ask yourself, what's important now? What really is important now? And when you can identify the top one, two, three things that are important and then focus on it, you're going to be able to have these wonderful projects and wonderful accomplishments that eventually will lead to more open space in your calendar, more open space in your time. Because if you're busy 8, 9, 10, 12 hours doing things, guaranteed it's not productive. It's reactive. It's doing stuff that isn't helping you move towards your life. It's making you feel important. And here's the difference is that many of us want to feel important, so we are busy. And if we've put on the brakes and we have this big open space in our days, we feel something's missing. Something's going wrong. But it's those big open spaces that allow creativity to break through. It's those times where you can meditate and reflect on yourself. If you don't step on the brakes, eventually that your car, you, is going to wear down. The engine's going to wear down and you're going to be in the repair shop. So stepping on your brakes and paying attention to what is truly important at that time and releasing all the other things, again, is going to allow you to get your life back in order, right? Because we're distracted by squirrels, by shiny objects, by so many things, and we get nothing accomplished by the end of the week. I don't know. I worked so hard. I got nothing accomplished. Well, that's because there's too many distractions. There's too much multitasking. So if we can stop, you know, put on the brakes, slow down, look at what's important, what we have to do, and then focus on it. And as we're doing that, right, when we slow down, we're going to have negative thoughts because, oh, I'm missing this. I'm not going to get this accomplished. We need to manage those negative thoughts and feelings as we step on the brakes, and then we can focus. So these three rules go hand in glove very well to produce this feeling of control over your life. And when we have control over our life, we can feel more confident in ourselves. We can feel more at peace with ourselves. But until we do that, we're going to be hectic. We're going to want to stay active all the time to avoid things. And so the three rules then, again, in a different order though, is we want to step on our brakes. And as we step on our brakes, we're going to get some negative thoughts going, oh my gosh, I'm going to miss out on here. So we control our negative thoughts. And then we begin to focus on what we really want. And when we can apply these three rules very effectively, you will get your life back in order. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.